Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to start a new message talking about our Father being the breaker, that He can give us a breakthrough. No matter what situation we may be in, He is the breaker and can give us the breakthrough. Go with me to Micah chapter 2, starting verse 13. Micah chapter 2, verse 13. The breaker has come up before them. They have broken up. They have passed through the gate and have gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them and the Father on ahead of them. Whatever the Father is asking you to do, He's going ahead of you. And He'll prepare a table for you right in the midst of your enemies. All we have to do is turn our flesh over to Him so He can mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua. And He goes ahead of us. And no weapon forming against us shall prosper. So many people take a promise out of the promise box, but you can't claim those promises unless the Father has complete access to every aspect of our lives. Hallelujah. Go with me to Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37, starting verse 1. The hand of the Father was upon me, Ezekiel is speaking, and carried me out in the spirit of the Father, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which is full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And maybe that's the way you feel today. You're just dry. It seems that nothing is going your way. It seems that you're up against a brick wall. And He said unto them, Son of man, can these bones live? And I said, Father, you know. And again He said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Father. And thus said the Father, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Verse 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, the shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone. See, the Father wants to give you a breakthrough, and sometimes He has to move and shake things up to lead you out to get your breakthrough. Look what happened in Acts chapter 12 with Peter in prison. He was surrounded by four quaternions of soldiers and bound with chains. But the Father just let him out and gave him that breakthrough. He can do the same thing for you. Hallelujah. In verse 10, so I prophesied as He commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived and stood upon their feet an exceeding great army. He wants to make a soldier out of some of us. Some of us already are soldiers, but some of us are just hanging on, waiting for Him to come back. But He wants us to go into battle with the live spiritual ammunition flying around and know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. He wants to give you a breakthrough into purpose, a breakthrough into destiny. Hallelujah. Verse 11, then He said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. Therefore I prophesy and say unto them, thus said the Father, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Hallelujah. And you shall know that I am your Father when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you out from your graves. Maybe you buried yourself in the past and you're not looking to the future. You think that the Father is giving up on you and you missed your purpose, you missed your destiny. No, He's reviving you today. He wants to give you a breakthrough. All those things that happened in the past that built up the anointing and taught you, gave you more wisdom, and now He wants to use you. Hallelujah. Go over to 2 Kings chapter 7. Here's a situation where Samaria was surrounded by the Assyrians. And there's a famine as a result, and people were eating their children. And Elisha had prophesied that there'd be 3.5 years without rain, and now the king of Samaria was coming after Elisha to kill him. Verse 1, and he said, the Father do more and also to me if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand upon him this day. But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from before him. Didn't matter what the enemy was planning to do, Elisha just sat still. Sometimes we need to just sit still and watch the Father show forth His glory and His power in our lives. See, the enemy wants you to jump out in your flesh. Do this, do that, do that. But just wait upon the Father to give you that opening. Again, in verse 32, but Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from before him. But before the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, see how the son of a murderer has sent to take away my head? Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Isn't that the sound of his master's feet behind him? See, the Father warned him. The Father knows everything. Remember, everything was created by the Father and for the Father, and by him all things consist. He's our daddy. He'll take care of us. But he wants to lead you out from where you are into something greater. So many people want change in their lives by doing the same thing. You can't do that. He wants to do a new thing in our lives and give us that breakthrough and bring us into purpose and destiny. He wants us to go into our battle positions because the time is so short. And whatever he prepared you for, he wants you to be in that battle position. In verse 33, and while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him and said, behold, this evil is of the Father. Why should I wait for the Father any longer? Verse 1 of chapter 7. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Father. Thus said the Father, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. The Father is ready to give them a breakthrough. And it was going to be the next day. And the famine would be over. Then this person in authority answered Elijah and said, behold, if the Father would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And Elisha said, you're going to see it, but you're not going to eat thereof. Now, here's the situation. When you need a breakthrough, the Father can use people maybe who you least expect to help you in your breakthrough. In verse 3, there are four lepers at the entering end of the gate, and he said one to another, why do you sit here till we die? You know, why? If we stay here, we're going to die of hunger, but let's go to the enemy. Maybe it'll make slaves out of us, servants out of us, and keep us alive. At least we'll eat. Verse 5, and they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they come up to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Father had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even a noise of a great host. And he said one to another, Lord, the king of Israel had hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. He was putting a fear transfer onto the enemy. The Father is so great at doing that. Remember Gideon? Gideon was hiding from the Midianites. He was afraid. But the Father raised him up and put that fear on the enemy that the enemy killed themselves when Gideon had surrounded 100,000 men with 300. You see, the Father is an expert at doing a fear transfer. And maybe fear is trying to keep you in the position you're in. Keep you stationary. Just like riding a stationary bike. Now, there's nothing wrong with it, but the Father wants you to move forward. Remember in Exodus chapter 14, they're at the Red Sea, and the Father said to Moses, tell him to move forward. Stand still, see your salvation, and then go forward. And some of us, he wants us to go forward right now. We've learned so much, you know, through attack, through pressure. We've learned so much, and now he wants to use us. And it's live ammunition out there. We've been on the target range long enough. Now he wants to send us out with his live ammunition and win this battle before he comes back. And for us, we need to turn our flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, conform us into the image of Yeshua, and we'll be ready for his return. But in the meantime, we got some cleaning up to do. We got some battles to win. He wants to win some battles through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's that spirit of Antichrist is trying to stop some of us from doing that. But he wants to give us a breakthrough today. Hallelujah. In verse 7, when he rose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, they fled for their life. Hallelujah. Then the four lepers saw there was nothing there. They weren't there. The food, the water was there. Silver and gold was there. Clothing was there. And he went back. And he went back to the people in Samaria and said, this is what we found, and the authorities came out, and the famine was surely over. The Father gave them a breakthrough because somebody stepped out in faith. Somebody who they least expected saved their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Father wants to use people to help us into our breakthrough. He wants us to network spiritually with other people so we can help them with their breakthrough and their purpose, and they can help us with our breakthrough and our purpose. But it's the Father's going to lead us right now. Everything else that happened right now in the past has been dress rehearsal. He wants to lead you out. And it's that pressure that's going to cause you to look for the breakthrough. Again, in Acts chapter 12, Peter had no faith but to look for the Father to come and rescue him because he was in an impossible situation. But the Father came and led him out. Hallelujah. And he can do the same thing for you today. Just a matter of you believing and trusting him that he's your breaker. You don't look to any man, any woman, any organization. Look to him. He's your breaker. Be humble before him. Hallelujah. That stuff about kingdom now, that we Christians are going to set up a kingdom here on the earth before Yeshua comes back. No. We have dominion over the government. No. We got to be humble before the Father. Hallelujah. We have dominion only over Satan, not over people. But the Father wants us to be humble before him. And, this kingdom now. You have to reject that doctrine. And know that, like Paul said, in him I both move and breathe and have my being. We need him. Don't get caught up in this humanistic attitude. We need him every step of the way. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. But just put your hand on the radio. Or just agree with me in prayer right now. Father, I just thank you for the people out there. Father, some people need homes to live in, houses, Father. They need jobs. They need healing and deliverance, Father. And only you can do it. We're looking unto you. You're the breaker. Give them a breakthrough today, Father, as they turn the flesh over to you, as they allow you to mortify the deeds of the flesh and conform them into the image of Yeshua. Give them a breakthrough today in the name of Yeshua. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. I have a website, www.henrywalker.org, about 250 prophetic messages. I've written 3 books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how Yeshua has fulfilled every one of them with the exception of 3, which he will fulfill in the last days. My second book is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on his calendar and what he did in the Word on those months he wants to repeat, and you need to know when these months start and end. Hallelujah. And you can use that in conjunction with my biblical calendar page on my website, which shows when each month begins and ends on his calendar up to the year 2020, and when each feast day begins and ends up to the same period of time. Hallelujah. And also in that book, I talk about the hours of the day that are mentioned in the Word and how he wants to repeat things that he did in the Word on those hours. There's a certain hour where his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. He chose it that way. But he could heal at any time, but there's a certain hour, and noon is just such an important hour. And so, also my last book that I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. And you can get these books by calling me, my wife and I will sell them to you at a cost, which is the cost, just the cost of the books, not to make any profit on it. Or if you have no money, we'll just give it to you for nothing, and we'll get those books out. Just call me at 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. We just want to help you and get these books into your hands. They're powerful weapons in the end time. And we need to know his seasons and his timing. We need to know when the day starts. And the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's when you pray for the day, at 6 p.m. Remember, it's darkness, evening and morning were the first day in Genesis. So it starts at 6 p.m. You need to know that. And also, remember my broadcast is at 7:15 in the morning and 7:15 at night, in case you miss it. And also, you can go to WCNO.com and click on demand and go back to any previous broadcast if you miss them. We just want to help you and have you more equipped in these final days. So tell some other people about the broadcast. And let me know if you want the books. Again, 772-801-3677. And remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org. Or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here. I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm Attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward